A 5-year commitment from the Lind Realty team will help cover the operating and capital costs of the Aurora Sports Dome. The deal between the town of Aurora and Leonard Lind and his team was announced at the Industrial Parkway North facility last week. The 5-year commitment on naming for naming rights, said the town, amounts to an investment of $25,000 per year, or $125,000 for the length of the contract. The deal will keep dome rental rates more affordable for the community. The dome originally opened in 2005 and was operated by a third party, on town-owned land, said the town in a statement. In 2021, the town purchased the dome and clubhouse from the operator and assumed full ownership. The town entered into an agreement with the Aurora Youth Soccer Club to manage the day-to-day operations of the dome, at a lower cost than if the town fully managed daily operations. When the dome reopened following closure due to the pandemic, under the new operating model, fees for all user groups will be reduced and reviewed again in 2023. The additional sponsorship revenue generated by this partnership with the Lind Realty team will help maintain lower rental fees for the community. For Lind, a longtime supporter of local sports groups, everything aligned just right to take this commitment even further. I have been waiting for something to come up for a number of years, actually, Lind said on looking for possible sponsorship opportunities within Aurora. There are much bigger players in this area than me, so the car companies tend to get it before I get my hands on it, but I got on a waiting list and this was the next one that came up. I do a lot of stuff with the youth, hockey has 700 kids and soccer has 3,000, so it helps me accomplish my goal of giving back a little bit more. Lind says he likes to give back to the community in which he does well in business and, in doing so, has had a front row seat to seeing young athletes progress in their sport. I have sponsored some kids right up from Tyke until they're going into the more qualified leagues and trying to get a path into education and maybe even trying to get into the NHL, he said. The deal on the dome, now named the Lind Realty Sports Dome, is the second deal between Lind and the town made in 2022 alone. Over the summer, a wall of his office building, located on Young Street just south of Church Street, was dedicated for Aurora's first diversity and inclusion mural. But he's always looking for ways to get more involved and have a further impact. Brock Weir is a federally funded local journalism initiative reporter at the Auroran.